I would have been speechless had I been able to get at those two right then. I lifted away. I'd heard enough to know where I stood, where Sari stood, and where my faithful companion Tai De stood. The old man might not be right about the Wang Bao, but he was for sure not wrong. I skipped forward in time rapidly, tracking Sari. Tai De and Uncle Doge took her to the temple where I'd spotted her before. They left her in the hands of a great uncle who was a priest. Sara was, in essence, now an orphan, though she was a grown woman twice married. The temple was where Nguyen Bao without family went. The temple became home. The priests and nuns became family. In return, the orphan was expected to dedicate his or her life to good works and whatever deities the Nguyen Bao worshipped. Nobody ever set me straight on that, though the temple where they stashed Sara boasted several idols that looked a lot like various Guni gods. Shadar have only one god of sufficient magnitude to warrant an idol, and Vedna doctrine prescribes any graven images at all. I focused in on Sari as she was today. I followed her about her duties for an hour. She was helping keep the temple clean, carrying water, helping with cooking, pretty much exactly what she would have done had she been living in one of the hamlets with a Nguyen Bao husband. But the people of the temple shunned her. No one spoke to her except the priest to whom she was related. Nothing needed to be said. She defiled herself. Her only visitor was an elderly gentleman named Bando Trang, a commercial factor whose friendship Sara had won during the siege of Dejigori. Bon had been the interlocutor between us the last time Sara's family had tried to keep us apart. He'd made it possible for Sara to slip away and reach me before she could be stopped. Bon understood. Bon had loved a Guni woman when he was young. He spent most of his time trading in the outside world. He didn't think everything other was purely evil. Bon was good people. I searched hard and picked my moment carefully when Sari was at her afternoon prayer. I brought my point of view down in front of her, right at eye level. I exercised all my will. Sari, I'm here. I love you. They lied to you. I'm not dead. Sari made a little sound like a puppy whimpering. For an instant she seemed to stare right into my eyes. She seemed to see me. Then she bounced up and fled the room, terrified. Chapter 41. One Eye just kept slapping me till I came out of it. God damn you, little shit, quit it! My face was sore. How long had he been pounding me? I'm here! What the fuck's your problem? You're doing a lot of yelling, kid! And if you were talking any language your in-laws could understand, you'd be up shit creek. Come on! Get it under control! I got it under control. You have to learn to manage emotion if you're going to survive in our racket. But my heart continued to pound and my mind to race. I shook like I had a bad ague. One Eye offered me a large cup of water. I drained it. He said, "It's partly my fault." I wandered off. I didn't think you'd stay out that long. Thought you'd figure it out and get your ass back to see what we plan to do about it. I croaked. What you plan to do about it? Don't got no plans. I think the old man was just gonna let it slide and keep his eyes open till he decided you needed to know. He wasn't going